there, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith coming to you from Buccaneers Studio as the team finished its week of preparations for the Arizona Cardinals on Friday. And this is your Buccaneers Insider for Friday, September 27th. The best news of the day was wide receivers Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams returning to the practice field on Friday after being held out on Wednesday and Thursday. Both Jackson and Williams suffered injuries last Sunday in New England, Jackson to his ribs and Williams to one of his hamstrings. Now, while their return was obviously a good step forward, they were both still listed as questionable on Friday's injury report, so we'll have to wait until Sunday to see if either one of them or both will be able to suit up against the Cardinals. There was also a little bit of bad news on that injury report as tight end Tom Crabtree will not be making his Buccaneer regular season debut this Sunday, as had been hoped earlier in the week. Crabtree has had a setback with his ankle injury and has already been ruled out for Sunday's game. The Buccaneers have 12 sacks on defense through the first three games of the season, which is their best mark in that span since the 2000 campaign, and they hope to keep that rolling this Sunday against Arizona and quarterback Carson Palmer. Arizona head coach Bruce Arians has noticed how good the Buccaneers have been rushing the passer and has also noticed how often that front line employs stunts and shifts.
Should have been 2-1 easily, and I think they're 10 seconds away from being 2-1. So, yeah, they're a very dynamic defensive front, and a lot of stunts and a lot of movement. That's one of the things that, you know, we were hoping to get done today, but we won't be able to. We'll have to wait till tomorrow. But to be able to block their defensive front with all the stunning is different from what we've been seeing. They've got a great secondary, two really outstanding safeties, and I see Darrell. But it's a good challenge, you know, for us defensively. Putting the pieces together, I'm sure Todd, and he does, he'll put the guys in position to be successful, and we'll make up for those guys on special teams. But the Bucs are a great challenge. Anytime you're on the road in the NFL, it's a challenge.
When the Cardinals, who have been training about an hour away at the IMG Academy in Bradenton, come up to Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, it will be their first visit to the Buccaneers' home since 2007, a game Tampa Bay won 17-10. The last time these two teams met at all was in 2010 in Arizona in the Cardinals' new stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And that was a wild one. The Buccaneers won 38-35 with linebacker Geno Hayes contributing a pick six. Overall, the two teams have met 17 times, starting with the first game, which was the last game of the 1977 season when the Cardinals were still based out of St. Louis, and that was actually the first home win in Buccaneers franchise history. Overall, the Buccaneers lead the series 9-8. And that'll do it for this week on Buccaneers Insider, but follow all the action on Sunday here on Buccaneers.com and on the Buccaneers Radio Network, and you can find a live stream of that Buccaneers Radio Network right here on Buccaneers.com.